Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Final hour for us. Sam Crenshaw filling in for Randy one final day. Randy be back on Tuesday after the holiday weekend. Hopefully everybody's got some fun plans for the holiday weekend as well. Just
be safe, man.
Enjoy
we got rain
yourself.
Falling outside.
Yeah, be safe. Load up on the grill and the drinks and all that kind of stuff. Just have a good, safe weekend. And we got one more hour to get to a whole bunch of different stuff. We'll get into what's trending coming up in a couple minutes. A lot's going down. Still keeping an eye on the NBA as a lot of contracts are getting signed today. Some max deals, some mid-level guys. Hawks did make a move today. The Hawks did add a player to their roster today in Aaron Holiday. After yesterday, DeLon Wright didn't re-sign. Whether they didn't offer him or whatever, DeLon Wright did not re-sign with the Atlanta Hawks yesterday, so they had to go out and find themselves a backup point guard. They did in Aaron Holiday. Still keeping an eye on if there's going to be a trade if the Hawks are involved in. Kevin Durant hasn't been traded from Brooklyn yet, so tons of intrigue in the National Basketball Association. And a lot to get to just in general in terms of what's trending. Yesterday was, for a random summer day, yesterday was pretty newsworthy. A lot going on yesterday in the world of sports, Sam.
It's that time of year when usually, you know, everybody's getting some vacation time in and the NFL camp's not happening. And you know what I mean? It's usually that laid-back time. But, man, yesterday was anything but.
Yeah, didn't see it coming. It was right around this time yesterday, maybe a little bit later, but not too much later. You got that report from the world of college football, which, you know, certainly knocked a lot of things on their ear, and we'll get into that as well. And Grant McCauley going to join us in 20 minutes. Not a good night last night for the Atlanta Braves, but a great month of June for the Braves, and a chance to start July off right tonight against the Reds. We'll get to Grant in that conversation coming up in 20 minutes, and then an AMA to wrap things up, as we do every single day. Any question, any topic, anything you want to know, phone lines will be open at 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line is the same number as that. You could text us. You can tweet us as well at TBM929 at Brian_Gebhardt. We'll answer anything you want to know to wrap the show up in about 40 minutes from right now. Anything else you need to mention at the top of the hour? Get off your chest?
No. Nope.
We're good?
We're
right,
good.
Let's
We're
get
good.
To what's trending.
Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatments for joint pain.
Yeah, I just wanted to get him off his feet, you know, when we had a chance. And, you know, I had to talk him out of it. When he goes, you know, it's like, we're right there. We're, you know. I just wanted to give him a little blow. And Travis, too, because I want him to catch Max tomorrow.
There you go. Brian Snitker explaining some of the late game substitutions that were made yesterday. the waving of the white flag, if it were. The Braves got blown out yesterday. There's no other way to put it. 14-4. Ian Anderson got knocked around pretty good. Two innings, seven earned runs. Jesus Cruz comes in and didn't make it any better. He gave up five earned runs and two and two-thirds. So You know, just kind of a stinker yesterday from the Atlanta Braves.
Overdue for one of those.
Like, if you're going to give me 21 wins in June and all I got to do is take a 14-4 on the chin on June 30th to get out of the month, sign me up. We'll do it again in July if they want. Give me 21 wins in July, and on July 31st they lose 14-4. Fine with me.
Yeah.
But he pulled Dansby out of the game late to get him a little bit of rest. Darno came out of the game as well. He wants him to catch today with Max Fried on the mound, which you would expect. We were talking about this earlier, just in the idea of maybe getting a guy a blow here or there, getting a guy a little bit of rest. Think about giving Michael Harris a day. Maybe not today, but maybe later on in this stretch of games, because they're in the midst of a 20-game straight stretch. Maybe you find a day to get Michael Harris just a little bit, or maybe use him as a pinch hitter late in the game, but get him a blow at some point.
Maybe so. I think you do that. He's giving you more than you expected. I mean, sure. He got off the bus, it comes right out and takes the starting job in center field and has made a major impact. He's been a difference maker and a game changer for the Braves in so many ways. Yeah, he's earned a day off at some point, but right now, the way he's going, do you really want to sit this guy out because he's doing great things for you every night?
Yeah, I don't think you do. Even with what he did, you know, not a good game last night for the team, he still hit a home run. You know, he's still out there doing his part. So anyway, Braves back at it tonight against the Reds. Here's Ian Anderson last night after the game. Like, he's going so bad right now that this is what's on his mind.
Yeah, I think probably a little bit of their game plan. That's the pitch I've been throwing for strikes most. And but you do wonder. You definitely wonder things like that.
You're wondering if he's tipping his pitches. Like, there's no way I just am this bad. Like, I gotta be telling these guys what's coming. There's no way, because he had a nearly 7 ERA in the month of June. I mean, in 6 starts, he really did not find it as much as we've, you know. All right, at some point, Ian Anderson, because at the beginning of the season, some of the, I don't know if you want to call it an excuse, explanation, whatever, he had a weird spring training because he had a blister on his toe or something like that. Well, I mean, it's July now, so I don't know if we're doing shortened spring training excuses for the guy. He's made like 15 starts.
Yeah, not now.
I don't know if you consider maybe moving him and sending him down to Gwinnett and get one of these younger guys up here just to get right, like, because clearly something is off with Ian Anderson right now. Maybe hitting the reset button could help him.
Maybe so. You know what this guy's capable of doing because he's done it at the pressure, you know, with the pressure on in the postseason. So he said, okay, if you're able to come out and deliver during that time, you know, we're going to have you as one of the guys we're really expecting to come out of the gate and have a fairly productive season for this team. You know, it's been pretty inconsistent. And right now you want to get it turned around. And I'm sure Snitker is looking for that start. That start that gets out there that reconfirms that, hey, this is our guy. He's going to reclaim that form and going to be one of those top performers in the starting rotation. But right now, if you had to go through your five, he's number five.
Yeah, he is. He is. I mean, if you're power ranking the confidence in your starters, you go Max Fried, right?
Yeah.
Kyle Wright?
Yep, absolutely.
Spencer Strider?
Over Charlie?
I mean, I'm asking.
That's a little bit of a tough one.
I got a mustache on my face for a reason, Sam.
But Charlie's
pitched, and it ain't because of Charlie Morton.
But Charlie's pitched more like Charlie Morton the last few times.
No, you're right. It's true. I'm just excited about Spencer Strider is all.
Here's the way playoff series starts tomorrow. Who's going game three? Who are you giving the ball to, Sam?
I'm
going to
trust Charlie.
Trust Charlie? Just go with the vet?
Because he's been
a I almost wonder,
vet.
Would they trust him in game two? I bet they would. You know how Snit is. You know how Snit is with those vets.
Yeah, but if Wright keeps pitching like this the whole season,
he's been very, very good. Yeah, it's not a fluke. Like, he goes out there and he's dealing. But it's a decent question to ask.
It is.
I don't know if it's a good problem, whatever, but it's nice to have four starters that are pitching this way. Ian Anderson now sort of being the outlier as the guy who's not doing his job the way that you'd like him to. And, you know, we'll get Grant in here in 15 minutes because you know how we are in sports radio sometimes. We're ready to run a guy out of town or crown a guy an MVP after a short period of time. Grant does a pretty good job of keeping perspective. I'll ask him, like, is it reasonable to be asking whether or not Ian Anderson should be sent down? And Grant will either laugh at me or he'll say, no, I think it might be an okay conversation to have. We'll ask Grant. 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere for that. Let's get into what happened last night. While we're in a good mood, Let's talk about what happened with Atlanta United last night up there against the Red Bulls. They had never scored a goal in the arena before. They did, so that's nice. Joseph Martinez put one in the back of the net. And they were winning 1-0 with about 10 minutes to go, and then they completely fell apart. Here's Gonzalo Pineda afterward.
It's very tough, to be honest. It's very tough to be here in front of you guys because I'm very, very, not even disappointed, but it was a heartbreaking.
Yeah, heartbreaking. Kind of a microcosm for a lot of the year at this point for Atlanta United. If it's not an injury, it's a tough loss, and last night it was a tough loss.
He always, Pineda always tried to be upbeat, and to hear him use that word, that phrase, heartbreaking, is, you know, says a lot. Because whenever, you know, he comes out, win or lose, he's going to come out and give you some positives. He's usually straight up about things that have gone wrong with the team and, you know, the set pieces, how they were, you know, always getting lost on those and causing things. To be where they were, knowing the club's history in that place, to have a lead and not leave with at least 1 point, that's you know, demoralizing for that team. And they got to regroup. They got to turn around quick.
Yeah, because they got NYCFC on Sunday.
Yep. In a place that's not a friendly place to play either. I mean, the injuries have taken a toll.
No doubt.
No doubt. But when you fight a team like that, a team that you've always had trouble with, scoreless first half, you get the lead late, you got a chance. You're there. And you just don't let that get away from you.
When it's the way that the final goal was scored as well, it's just a, I don't want to say bonehead, but just like total lack of awareness and sloppiness to give the ball away like that and allow Red Bulls to score that goal. You got to get out of there at least with a draw and get 1 point at that point when you had the lead so late and then you give up the penalty. But to give away a sloppy goal like that at the end, I mean, you're going to get Thiago Almada back for this next match, which is good. Joseph wasn't in the starting lineup last night. Maybe that's to rest him a little bit so he can start on Sunday against NYCFC. But it's tough, man. And we said this a handful of times because so many of the injuries have come to the back end, the defense, the keeper, all that kind of stuff. They're going to have to score goals like in bunches to be able to compete with these teams and win these games. And they didn't do that. They got a goal, which they've never done before in that arena. But they, you know, hopefully with all, because they're not injured up top at this point. Guys are healthy up top at this point. So hopefully they can go out there and kind of get back to like
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Early Atlanta United where it'd be 4-3, 5-4, results like that. Be kind of more fun to watch, too. All right, let's hear from Kevin Durant. From Kevin Durant on one of the many various NBA podcasts that exist, talking about somebody who might end up being his teammate in the next couple days.
Who do you like watching in the league right now?
I was wondering, saying, would you like, do you have rooting interests?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna name the guys that I'm super tight with. Like, I like watching CP play, but like the guy for me right now is Book. I love watching Book play.
I was gonna say
beautiful Book. Game. Like, beautiful game.
I was gonna say Book too. He just, this is a pretty game for one, but I just think he's really mastering who he is right now. He's figuring it out. Like how to play at an elite level but still win. Because he always was scoring the ball, but he knows how to win.
Yeah, again, Kevin Durant talking about Devin Booker, which if you look at the odds in Vegas, odds on to end up there. Now, probably to team up with Devin Booker and Chris Paul. I mean, if I'm Brooklyn, I'm trying to get Devin Booker out of Phoenix, but I don't think they're going to probably come off that. Like, it's going to be really interesting to see where he ends up. I mean, to demand a trade after everything that's gone on over the last couple of years is pretty wild. Like, they signed this dude to a max contract when he was in the middle of an injury and didn't even play. Paid him $40 million to sit there for a year.
Wow.
And hired the coach that he wanted and teamed him up with Kyrie like he wanted. And Kyrie opted in a couple days ago. And Man. Then Durant's like, nah, I'm good. Man, it's a different day in the NBA right now, man. It's pretty crazy.
You know what gets lost in the shuffle with this whole Nets disaster? Is Harden, like James Harden coming and going,
yeah, right?
and yeah. that not working out at all.
Maybe it wasn't his fault.
Those three only playing 13 games. Yeah, maybe it was Kyrie 1 and Harden 2 and then Durant. And then, oh, man. But that's almost like a forgotten chapter of this whole
right.
saga where
right.
it's just like, yeah, Harden came and then he went, but it's really Kyrie's fault. Now Durant's leaving.
Ben Simmons still there. And the interesting thing about Ben Simmons being on that roster now is because of his contract, the way that it's written and was inherited from Philadelphia – It means certain players can't be traded there. And Devin Booker might actually be one of them. Trae Young is, like, if that was ever something that people were going to talk about, because Ben Simmons and Trae Young's contracts are the same, like, rookie, max, something or other. You can't have two guys like that on the same roster. So even if the Hawks wanted to trade Trae Young for Kevin Durant, which obviously they do not want to do, you couldn't by the rule. So that Brooklyn's in a really weird spot because of the types of contracts that they have on that team and the fact that Kyrie just opted in and the fact that Kevin Durant is demanding out. It's what's crazy about it is it's a cherry on top of a decade for the Brooklyn Nets that's just been a disaster. Like,
yeah.
They traded to get Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett all those years ago, and they gave Boston just a billion first-rounders, which turned into Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown.
Jalen Brown, yeah.
And, like, they built their whole team off that trade. Cleveland, Colin Sexton and Jared Allen, they've built a lot of their team off of a trade that they did with Brooklyn. Houston's got five first-rounders from Brooklyn that they're starting to stockpile with. Like, everyone gives the Kings a hard time for being the minor league of the NBA. I'm not so sure it's not the Brooklyn Nets also.
But they're also in the biggest market.
They are.
And the other team in the market ain't doing a whole lot. So, I mean, it's there for them to be the team in that market. Well, I guess the Knicks will always be the team in the New York market. But just the fact that they're there, if they could have pulled it off. But I think that window's passed.
Oh, yeah. UCLA and USC are going to the Big Ten, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We had Bill Bender from Sporting News on earlier in the show. He said, don't be surprised if Oregon and Washington follow. That's what he expects to happen over the next, maybe this afternoon. Maybe it'll be a news dump. Who'd have thought I'd be a Big Ten football fan by the 4th of July? Didn't think that was going to happen. Here we are. Anyway. Kenny Mayne has a podcast. It's called Hey Mayne. You should check it out. He's a member of the Odyssey family now. Each week, Kenny's going to talk to someone he knows a little bit and is fascinated by a lot. Athletes, musicians, celebrities, who knows? Check it out. Hey Mayne. on the Odyssey family of podcasts.
Hey, before we go to break here, Andy, we got some huge Hawks news that we're going to talk about right after the break before we get to Grant. So make sure you stay tuned to that.
Hell yeah. I don't even know what that is. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap the show up. Get your questions in. And Grant McCauley is going to jump into the show in just a couple minutes, as he always does at this time on Fridays. But some breaking news there from the Hawks world. Hadn't seen a lot from the Hawks. Well, Aaron Holiday earlier today.
Right.
Now Justin Holiday.
Wow.
Was at the Holiday Brothers reunion. Can they get the other guy, too? Because Drew Holiday is pretty good.
No, he's pretty good. We've seen him. I don't think we're going to be able to get him.
Probably not.
But what
speaking of holiday weekends.
But who we happen to give up, and that's something that's going to.
Enough jokes. Kevin Huerter has been traded to the Sacramento Kings for Justin Holiday, Mo Harkless, and a future first-round draft pick. That first-round draft pick is pretty protected, so there's a decent chance that it ends up being a couple second-rounders down the road. What you're rooting for, if you're thinking about this at this point, is for the Kings to be decent next year. You want the Kings to make the playoffs, but not be good. Like, if the Kings can be the 8th seed in the Western Conference playoffs next year, that's great. That's, like, the best-case scenario for this draft pick to convey as soon as possible. But the big news, obviously, is Kevin Huerter getting traded to Sacramento. Kevin Huerter, a big part of what the Hawks have done the last handful of years. Certainly a fan favorite.
Absolutely.
A guy that people really enjoy watching play, and they ship him to Sacramento. They save a little bit of money here. It's an interesting move. Like, to me, this feels like something else has to be coming, potentially, just because they do save a little bit of money here. Because from a talent standpoint, the Hawks didn't just get better. They just saved a little bit of money, but they didn't get better.
So there's another move coming. I think it's safe to say there's another move coming. We're making this one. This is the move to set up the next move. And who would that be for?
Not sure. Not sure. Maybe it frees them up a little bit more because, again, it does save them. Kevin Huerter's getting ready to make about 14.5 this year on the first year of that new deal that he signed last offseason. And if you add Holiday and Harkless together, they make about 10. Maybe, no, sorry, right about 11. So $3.5 million savings. Who knows? I mean, maybe that gets them far enough under to where they can sign a free agent that they were interested in. But Justin Holiday and Aaron Holiday added to the Hawks today, as well as Mo Harkless, and a future first-rounder. They just traded a whole bunch of first-rounders the other day to get DeJounte Murray. This is something that we talked about earlier in the week, though, Sam, about getting DeJounte Murray might make a couple guys' roles either different or maybe make them expendable, and clearly it made Kevin Huerter expendable. We talked about how it might reduce his minutes
and how
his role might be different.
Right.
Now it turned him into a trade chip.
Change it all together. But like you said, it sounds like a move to set up another move for someone else they have their eye on. Folks, will keep our ears open.
Tough day for that high school that Ian Anderson and Kevin Huerter went to. Ian Anderson wasn't good last night, and Kevin Huerter gets traded.
Yikes.
That's a bummer. All right, let's get Grant McCauley in here. We'll talk about some of that. Maybe not exactly last night's performance from Ian Anderson, but from a big picture standpoint. First and foremost, Grant, thanks for joining us, man. How are you?
No, I appreciate it. And as you mentioned, Shenandoah High School alumni with a very eventful 24 hours for Atlanta's pro sports team.
Yeah, not the best 24 hours in Shenandoah High School history. Let's talk about June, because I know last night didn't go great, but still the month was fantastic. How differently are you sort of viewing this Braves team today than you did a month ago?
I think it's night and day at this point, or maybe it's just the club finally played up to the expectations that it had coming into the season, started to find some consistency in the winning department, and a lot of different things went into that, obviously, and a 14-game winning streak is something that, if you kind of track it back over time, the club has about every 10 or so years, so that was helpful that they timed that one out, and they needed something big to turn their season around. There's no two ways about that. This month overall shows you a lot about winning early on, and then as they got tested late in the month, they took 3 out of 4 from the Giants. They should have taken 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers, and they took 2 out of 3 from the Phillies as well. So it kind of checks a lot of different boxes. It doesn't mean everybody's clicking and everything's going right, but more things than not have come together for the Braves. There's more consistency, I think, offensively and defensively, and you've got a bunch of injuries that you're having to kind of navigate your way through, but a lot of clubs are in that boat. And on the flip side of the injury coin is you've got some guys that are going to be back as reinforcements as the season wears on. So this club still, if it can be believed, and I'm going to say it anyway, could get better by the time it gets to full strength.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this afternoon with Grant McCauley. He is social. Find him on Twitter at Grant McCauley, at Grant Macaulay. You talk about the record this team had during the month of June. And during that time, it was a less than great month for Ian Anderson that we saw lose last night. Where mm-hmm. are we on him? Do we make a decision now?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now, are we going to stick with him and see if he can work his way out of it?
Well, I feel like they have kind of stuck with him a lot throughout the last couple of years, and he had a long stint on the injured list a season ago when he had a shoulder ailment and some inflammation was kind of barking at him, and they were able to get that calmed down. But he has seemed like just a different pitcher this year, and really maybe even toward the second half of last year. But then he had some postseason success. So it's, to make a long story short, it's kind of been a mixed bag. But here in the month of June, Sam, it was one of the tougher months that he's had. Yesterday was the shortest start of his big league career. It's the most runs he's ever allowed. He was getting hit around. He was getting hit hard as well. I mean, it wasn't all home runs. There was a big one by Nick Castellanos that kind of put the icing on the cake of, a cake that no one ordered on the Braves side. But this has just been, I think, a tough season for him in consistency of commanding the strike zone with both his fastball and his changeup. He hasn't really changed his pitch mix that much altogether, but it just has not enticed hitters to expand their zones. And I think one of the things that jumped out to me, in particular in last night's start, which was a start in which he didn't walk a lot of guys, is that he's not really able to consistently throw his changeup for strikes. And he also throws his changeup 88 miles an hour, as opposed to the usual 81, 82, 83 mile an hour changeup you might see for a guy that throws 94. And so there are a few different things I've looked at that I feel like maybe it is time for maybe a warm reboot, maybe try to go work some things out in AAA Gwinnett, if that's the route that the Braves want to go. Could he get another start or two? Sure. But at this point, you know, you got to kind of think about, A, what's best for the club, and B, what's best for the player, and that's kind of intertwined. But you've also got Kyle Muller pitching incredibly down at AAA Gwinnett. So you do have somebody that really stands out from the crowd, and I think the timing of all of that is something worth considering.
I know that we've talked about this a lot, but every single day some sort of new part of it seems to come out, and that's the Freddie Freeman saga. You had a great tweet about Luke Skywalker earlier in the week. Big picture from this, like where do we go from here? What actually happens from this standpoint with Freddie and his former agent and the Dodgers and everything that's gone on with this?
Here's what I do know: Freddie Freeman is a Los Angeles Dodger under a long-term contract. Matt Olson is an Atlanta Brave under a long-term contract. There is no unringing the bell as far as that's concerned. Now, if Freddie has some real discrepancies or real disappointments in the way that all of that was handled, then I think it's up to him and his agency to figure all of that out. And clearly we got some movement as far as that's concerned this week in a very particular direction that would lead you to believe that he had a lot of discussions in Atlanta over the weekend that might have left him a little less than thrilled mm-hmm. about the way that everything played out. But, you know, agencies, you know, their job obviously is to advocate and get the biggest deal they can for their players. But it's also, I think, to listen to and work with the client if there's somewhere that they want to be. And it just seems like there was just a tremendous breakdown on a number of different fronts here. And you know, where do we go from here? I think eventually you just kind of have to move on at some point and put it off to the side. I'm sure that the Braves are very interested in doing that, and I'm sure that Freddie Freeman is at this point, to be honest. But I don't think there's any legal recourse in which the agency can go after Doug Gottlieb for something that he was told. And if it's sourced properly, you look kind of bad in some ways, as if sports agents already didn't get kind of a black eye from one segment of the fans. You look kind of bad for all of the legal maneuvering and things that you're threatening. I just don't feel like that really benefits anybody. I understand that this is kind of a knock at the credibility of sports agents, which can be an oxymoron at times. But, I just feel like, where does this ultimately go? Nobody's going to let this thing go to discovery and dump out everything that they said during the negotiation between these two sides. The Braves aren't going to do that, and I can't imagine that an agency would do that either.
It's always fun when you're choosing an integrity battle between a sports agent and Doug Gottlieb. That's always good. But from a Braves standpoint, though, because there was some things in the statement that the agent released yesterday that it kind of came off a little bit anti-Braves. Does this impact the Dansby Swanson and Atlanta negotiations at all, do you think?
The shorter answer is it could. The longer answer that I would give you that could span on a little bit longer than probably we want to spend on it is if everybody's doing what's best for business, for their client, and for their team, it should not. Okay. So we'll see. The good thing is you're not trying to figure that out right now at this moment with a deadline or an ultimatum in the case of some of the things that we've heard. You've got some time to figure this out, and hopefully the cooler heads will prevail and they're able to do that. But I think it's kind of bad for an agency to have we're going to go get you the best deal, unless it's from there. We're not going to get you a deal there because we don't like them. That you can't do business that way. You can live your personal life that way if you want to, but I don't think you can do business that way.
Spending time on the WayForIt.com hotline with Grant McCauley. Going to wrap up with you in just a moment. Thoughts about the Mets. 3.5 game lead right now. It's conceivable by the time the Braves actually see them on the 11th, Braves may be in first place instead of the Mets. Still, that's a big series that's out there for this team. Thoughts about reeling those guys in and taking the top spot?
Yeah, I mean, it's all on the table now, whereas a month ago, Sam, it would have been crazy for somebody to talk about the Braves having a shot at first place before the All-Star break. Even the most optimistic Braves fans would say, gosh, we got a lot of making up to do, and the ones who were ready to punt the season and trade everybody, well, they would have been very busy at the end of May. So it's a long season. There's a lot of games left here, obviously. There's a three-game showdown between these two clubs before the All-Star break. Before the Braves, the business remains the same. Continue to win series. They've got one in Cincinnati. They're getting Ronald Acuna Jr. back. Hopefully that means a little bit more full strength in the lineup, and Ronald can go off, have a big series, and get himself, you know, into the All-Star frame of mind because he's the top vote getter in the National League, so that's a good thing for him. But that aside, you know, you got the St. Louis Cardinals on the other side of that. That's going to be a tough series. Then you get to play the Washington Nationals, so you're kind of alternating the challenges and then, you know, winning the games that you're supposed to. For the Braves over the first couple of months, they had a lot of trouble winning the games they were supposed to, the series that they were supposed to at times. That has not been the trend in the month of June. Let's see if it can continue and they can just keep doing what they've doing, because I think that they've arrived or grown into who they actually are as opposed to the club that just couldn't find the consistency the first 6 or 7 weeks.
Grant, great stuff as always. Have a great holiday weekend, man. Talk to you next week.
I look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Grant.
McCauley there. Find him on Twitter, like Sam said, at Grant McCauley. Find him here on Sunday night. From 5 to 7 on From the Diamond right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll come back. We'll get into an AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open ahead of a holiday weekend, 404-741-0929. Load up the phone lines on a happy hour Friday. Ask us anything you want. Text us. Tweet us. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, we'll answer it. Phone lines, text, tweet. Do you want to let you know about another trade that just went down in the NBA? First, if you're just joining us, the Hawks did trade Kevin Huerter to the Sacramento Kings for Mo Harkless and Justin Holiday. They signed Aaron Holiday earlier in the day as well. So two of the three Holiday brothers in the NBA now play for the Atlanta Hawks. Kind of fun. The Celtics just acquired Malcolm Brogdon from the Pacers. Nice pickup for the Celtics. For
very nice.
Daniel Teich, Aaron Naismith, and a 2023 first rounder. So nice little offseason for the Celtics already. They get Brogdon. Obviously, they traded for Derek White last year. Had a big impact on them. Their playoff run. Sounds like they're going to get Danilo Gallinari as well as soon as he's waived by San Antonio. So, you know, solid from them. Don't know if the Kevin Huerter news is to kind of allow the Hawks flexibility to do something else. Kind of feels like it probably is.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll folks are worked up, man. People really like Kevin Huerter, and I get it. A really nice career here in Atlanta in the short time that he was here. But he's now a Sacramento King, which that's a bummer.
Do the Celtics have enough firepower to go after Durant if they want to now?
Interesting.
Tatum and Durant.
Yeah, so you get Jaylen Brown, Brogdon, whatever else they want, first rounders.
Yeah,
probably.
They'll
be sending those picks all those years later back.
all the picks they got from Brooklyn, they send them back.
We'll take Durant now.
That's true because Jaylen Brown was a pick off those picks that they got for Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett back in the day. Yeah, maybe. I mean, that's the thing. The longer this takes, the more offers that the Nets hear. And if you haven't seen it yet, find the Brian Windhorst clip on Twitter. I think it was from earlier today or maybe last night on ESPN. Brian Windhorst, it was like a murder mystery podcast. Like, just the way that he was setting up the drama for what he was talking about, all kind of leading back to what something's going on in Utah. The Utah Jazz are up to something. They made a weird trade that didn't make any sense. They got a couple stars on big contracts there as well.
Yep.
Like, go find, just for the sheer enjoyment factor of watching Brian Windhorst be, like, really weird and cryptic. It's like a 2-minute video of him, and all the people on the panel on ESPN with him are like on the edge of their seat, like, yeah, and what next, Brian? Like, it was actually pretty good. Go check it out.
It's funny because before the show, we were joking about, watch Durant get traded to the Jazz. They at least have the players to send back to the Nets, you know? So,
and that's the thing about the Nets is that there's no trade clause. They could send him anywhere they want.
Yeah.
And if they want to be petty, which they don't because it'll probably hurt their future prospects of getting other stars, send him wherever they want. Send him to Sacramento. Team him up with a couple Kevins out there. Kevin Huerter and Kevin Durant.
Well, they got Durant out to Sacramento without giving up Fox or Sabonis. They actually have a squad.
Yeah, then they're actually pretty good. All right, let's get to some phone calls here on the AMA. We'll start with Lil' Chris, who's in Lilburn. Hey, Lil' Chris.
Hey, guys. Any week with this much Sam Crenshaw is a great week. So,
I agree.
Sam, it was great hearing you.
Appreciate it. How you doing?
All right. I'm doing great. It's always great to hear you. So I have a question for each of you. My first question for Andy is, if the Braves and the Mariners play each other in the World Series, who are you cheering for? And for Sam, if you could, just to make it official, could you close out the show with one more woo, just to let everybody know
that 72
was yours this week?
I don't know, Chris.
Get
me in trouble, man.
Yeah, we have to have something written documents or something, oaths signed in blood or something before we do something like that. I don't know.
I don't think we can. We can't do woos on demand here.
It's random woos.
It's top of the 1 o'clock hour is the woo.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a woo spot.
I appreciate Chris trying to get Sam in trouble.
Thanks, man.
Us as well.
And for all intents and purposes, there was no wooing anyway. No one wooed. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was more of a ooh.
No one, yeah, he just, ooh, that's what it was. It wasn't a woo. Randy woos.
Yeah, it's a ooh's and different than a woo. Yeah.
Ooh, that's what it was.
Okay.
The first question, that's easy. Braves. I don't care about the Mariners anymore. I was a Mariners fan my whole childhood and for a number of years after that. And I don't know. I don't live there anymore, and they're a terrible franchise who's made horrible decisions, both as baseball on-the-field decisions and behind the scenes, just being bad people and bad operators and employing bad people and allowing them to be bad. Like, I don't care about the Mariners at all. They don't impact my emotions as a sports fan.
Yikes.
So, and also, we'll never have to worry about that because they'll never be in the World Series. The Braves and the Mariners will never square off in the World Series because the Mariners haven't even made the playoffs in 20 years, let alone they've never been in the World Series in their franchise history. So that's an easy one for me, Lil' Chris.
Yikes.
They are dead to me as a franchise. Yeah, they are. They are. Micah is in Dallas. Hey, Micah.
Hey, two questions for you guys. So first, if you owned a new NFL team, what would your mascot and colors be? And second, you know, in Fellowship of the Ring, Gandalf has his firework that turns into a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a magic firework, what would it turn into?
Oh, great question.
Thanks, guys.
Great question. Thank you, Micah. First off, I would want to be the Sasquatches. and the mascot would be a Sasquatch, and the colors would be, like, I don't know, brown, like a Sasquatch.
Just brown. Yeah. Different shades of brown.
And then, like, there'd be some fur on the jersey. Man, if my firework could turn into something, what would you want that firework to turn into? The dragon was pretty cool when Gandalf did that.
Yeah.
Maybe like a big hippo.
Yeah, that like could work.
Big turn into a big hippo.
Yep. I want the fireworks to turn into something that flies. For some reason, I've this a just strong, powerful birds or something that's coming to my mind. And also 14 condor. Condors. I don't know what color you would have, but you could get a fantastic logo.
Sure.
Like a condor on the side of the helmet.
That's a good call. You want to turn your firework into anything, Brian?
I'm not coming up with anything here.
No?
I'm not creative in this moment. I'm going with something that flies. I'll go with a pterodactyl. How about that?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, man.
You unleash the pterodactyl firework on people.
Yeah, there it is.
That'd be pretty
good. That's the one.
Rodney's in Cascade Hills. Hey, Rodney.
Hey, yes. Summer, how you doing?
Great.
Doing great.
Good. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. This is a non-sport related question, but
sure.
I was just calling to check in with you. Andy, I enjoy your show.
Thanks.
And I'm just reaching out to Mr. Sam. I'm a retired educator, and I remember, Sam, you worked in the Augusta market back in the day.
Yeah,
and,
I did.
Yes, sir. I remember that, and you did outstanding work then as you're doing now. Keep up the good work. But like I say, you know, used to cover all the high school sports, and you did a good job.
What school was your school?
Just wanted to reach out to you.
What school was your school?
Oh yeah, I was at Lucy Laney.
Lucy C. Laney.
Yes, sir. Lucy C. Laney back in the day, and you know, used to have coverage out of games and stuff. I think I remember one time you were doing an interview, and my band was coming through, my drum line was coming through. You said, well, "Look at we have to bring this interview back. We have to step back and let the Lucy Laney's drum line get through here." I said, "Oh, Lord, they coming through the thing." But, you know, you're very courageous. I mean, very friendly, outgoing, very detailed. So keep up doing what you're doing.
All right.
Thank you, Rodney.
All right. Appreciate it, Rodney.
That's very nice.
That was very nice.
He's been watching you for a while.
He said, "Augusta." I'm like, wait a minute. He bounced like, wait a minute. Oh, you got money or something?
Yeah, you think you owe him money for some bet back in the day? you got unsettled debts down in Augusta, Sam?
That would be good. But nice to hear from him.
All right, let's get to a social media question or two before we get out of here.
Yeah, what do you guys have to have on your 4th of July cookout plate? What's got to be on there for you? Whether it's at your place, at someone else's place, what are the essentials for you?
I'll do a combination. I'm going someplace. I hope they have maybe some ribs. Mm-hmm. Hope they have chicken. Either one is fine with me. You know, I've become a vegetable griller.
Mm. Any particular ones?
Asparagus.
Oh, yeah.
A nice slice of tomato with just pepper and sit it on there.
Oh, okay.
And
yes.
And, you know, so I've peppers.
Corn.
Corn.
Zucchini and on there.
Yeah.
That's real good.
So hit me with some of that, you know what I mean? And then the ribs. And you've got some baked beans. We'll throw the baked beans in. That's cool.
I got to have ribs on 4th of July. Also sausage. We'll put sausage on the grill on 4th of July and have some whatever, hot dog, sausage, whatever you like. Potato salad for sure has to be there.
Potato salad.
Not a potato salad fan?
Oh, love potato
salad.
Okay,
yeah, you got to have some of that there. And then you have vegetables, too. I don't know. Really anything. You throw anything out there, you're going to have a pretty good time. Plus beer. There's got to be some nice cold beer in the cup. Drink whatever you want, but 4th of July feels like is very much a beer holiday for me. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, first off, thanks again, Sam, for hanging out with us the last handful of days. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me in. I'm around the next three mornings. Greg Clarkson will be here, and I will be here for you next three mornings from 6 until 10, including on July 4th, watching people run by. Hopefully get to see Andy run by.
What is your takeaway of the day?
Takeaway of the day is a lot of fireworks going to go on this weekend, but keep them out of your neighborhood. You're not a fan of neighborhood fireworks.
Don't be JPP this weekend. That's the PSA. My takeaway of the day is I got to figure out how to go home and break it to Lily that Kevin Herter got traded.
Ooh.
Just her favorite. She's a redhead. He's a redhead. Her favorite player. I don't know how I'm going to tell her. I have to get her a get her a Mo Harkless t-shirt. She's got that Kevin Herter t-shirt that Wendy got her for her birthday last year. So it'll be a very sad time at the Bunker House.
We're going to need one of the other sports teams in Atlanta to step up and get a redhead for Lily.
Because we lost to Hayden Hurst too, man.
Oh, that's right.
All the redheads are out of
here.
Man,
that's tough. My takeaway is actually what Little Chris said today from Lilburn. Any week with this much Sam Crenshaw is a good week. Thanks again for filling in. And like the guys were saying, go by and say hello, wave to Sam and Greg. Peachtree Road Race this Monday. They'll be out there.
Be safe. Have fun. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Watch out now.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.